Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Good owners do a lot of different things in sports. Actually, I just want to say this. All owners, good or bad, are charged with doing a few things. In an uncapped sport, one of them is figuring out the right balance between spending, if you're a small market team in particular, and going within your limits, finding the right time to strike while the iron's hot, being transparent if a rebuild is what's needed and less money is going to be spent. Owners across all sports, this doesn't just impact non-capped sports like baseball, also need to set a tone. They also need to lead, whether it's quietly from the back the way Dan Rooney often did during his time at the helm of the Steelers, or whether it's very upfront, the way the late Jim Irsay did with the Colts, the way Jerry Jones does, for better or worse, with the Cowboys. They need to set a tone. They need to set a direction. And most importantly, owners across all of sports, when they sense that something isn't going right, they need to take decisive action to make sure that things start to go right. And it is in that particular area where Bob Nutting has done some of his worst work this year. Chris Muller live from a jam-packed Rivers Casino. It's the PM team on 93.7 The Fan. You can jump on board 412-928-9370. That's also the Fan text line. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. A busy show today. A lot of people joining us on today's program to talk about a lot of different things. We also even have some fun from earlier fan shows today that I cannot wait to get to a little bit later on. But we start with the Pirates. And the thought occurred to me yesterday, and then this morning I was sipping the old morning coffee on the deck. Very nice sitting morning. It was muggy, but it felt like 20 degrees cooler than it has. And I just said 32-50. Back in the Joe Starkey, Chris Muller era, the Starkey and Muller show, we would have done the Pirates at the halfway pole, but honestly, that would be depressing. Picking an MVP, easy. Paul Skeens. Picking a least valuable person, much more difficult. Least valuable player, you could choose from damn near the entire team. Biggest surprise, I don't even know if there is one. Biggest disappointment, O'Neill Cruz. Big picture outlook, not great. So instead of doing all of that, instead of categorizing it, I sat there thinking about this team. You just heard the owner, that was from April 7th, talk about the need to win, the need to filter out that which doesn't matter, and the need to just go out there and win. I thought to myself, they are 32-50. They are one of the true sellers in Major League Baseball this year. No argument. No room for interpretation. Why are we at this place collectively watching this team? Why are the Pirates in the situation that they are in? And I did trace it back to one person, and that was the owner, Bob Nutting, but it is not for the reason that you would normally think. We have talked about a desire on the part of, I think, every single person on this station, probably every single person listening to this as a fan, for the team to spend more money. You have heard all of us on one show or another, make that basic argument. Hey, I think they should spend more on personnel. So I am not going to bore you with the same over and over again. Instead, I'm going to suggest that the reason beyond all others that the Pirates are in the situation that they are in, and make no mistake about it, the situation that they're in is this. They're going to be selling. They have very few great assets to offload, if any. They are in year 6 of Ben Cherington's tenure. And Ben Cherington is the one who's going to be stripping for parts the team that he built and trying to get more in return for it. The reason they are in that scenario is because their owner hasn't done some of the things that I outlined a few minutes ago that are a requirement of any owner in any sport. And most pointedly, what Bob Nutting, I think, has failed to do this year is act decisively when the moment called for it. You could even trace it back to last offseason when this team disappointed again, when they faded badly down the stretch, when they looked like a team that was going backwards when everybody else, the real contenders, are trying to push forwards. You could trace it all the way back to that. I think from what I had been hearing that there was at least internal discussion. We'll have Jason Mackey in about 25 minutes. I think he might have a better handle on this. There was at least some internal discussion and thought that maybe a time was ripe for change, that the team needed to move on from its manager, from its general manager. And while it might be hard to stomach doing after a great rookie year from Paul Skeens, where he easily could have won the Cy Young, they needed to reset things. There was at least a thought of that, but they didn't do it. The one guy tasked with making that big decision couldn't get all the way there. And now you look at what the Pirates have had to deal with in 2025. They have dealt in half measures. Again, I think in part because the owner has been unwilling to deal with things in full, to acknowledge the true hopelessness might not be the right word, but the true gravity of their situation and the gravity of his general manager's failure. They fired the manager, but crucially, Ben Cherington was allowed to be the one to make the firing, presumably, to certainly have his name on the press release announcing the firing. And then Ben Cherington was given a tacit vote of confidence in the sense that Don Kelly was not hit with an interim tag when he was named manager. And it was telegraphed by the team as being very intentional, that lack of an interim tag. And that tells me that behind closed doors, Ben Cherington was told, "You'll be here. We don't think this is a you problem more than anything. We think it was Derek Shelton." Because if you made Don Kelly the interim manager, it would leave open the idea that even if he performed at a high level the rest of the way, you might still be in the business of finding a new GM who might want to bring his own manager. Making Don Kelly a non-interim replacement suggests that you're keeping the GM, the guy who would normally make the choice on a new manager. Meet the new GM, same as the old GM. That's why this guy isn't an interim bench boss. Bob Nutting had a chance when last season ended to act decisively. He didn't have the stomach for it. He didn't probably want to come out and have to say, "Yeah, we just picked and developed the best pitcher in baseball at 22 years old, but everything else around him is no good. We've got to start over." I don't think he wanted to be the guy having to send that message. And then when it became obvious that they needed at least some change, he only opted for some change. That's why Ben Cherington, a guy who built this mess, is now going to try to get to break down this mess and rebuild it apparently yet again. I'm not suggesting that if the Pirates had fired Ben Cherington and Derek Shelton last year, that they would have come out of the chute guns a-blazing this season and have 10 more wins than they do. What I am suggesting is that if that had happened, or if he had just been dismissed even at the same time Shelton was, there would at least be a sense that a new course is being charted forward. What do you really have right now? You have a very real sense that because the guy acquiring the players and subtracting the players and making these personnel moves is the same person who has brought this team collectively to this point, which is a 99 loss pace right now, because it's the same guy doing the job, it's just going to be more of the same results. I don't know how you could feel differently. Ben Cherington has done nothing to inspire confidence. In balance, he's done nothing to warrant keeping his job, and yet he's going to do exactly that, at least from all we've heard. And he's going to oversee what is a massively important trade deadline as the Pirates try to find some combination of young talent that they acquire from other teams that actually sends them off in the right direction. And the reason we are in this kind of vicious cycle collectively watching it happen is because I don't feel like Bob Nutting had the stomach for what really needed to be done, a hard decision, an admittance that he had hired the wrong guy, that Ben Cherington wasn't the answer, and a willingness to move on from that.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
412-928-9370. Why are we in this position? Why are we watching a team 18 games under 500 start a pretty hopeless feeling second half of the season? 412-928-9370. Donnie Football's back at our Green Tree Studios. Don, I wanted to let you sound off on what you think here about all this.
I mean, I don't know why he was afraid of trying to make that change, because we've noted before how he has been an owner that has paid somebody to sit at home. He did do it the last time around when the Huntington and Clint Hurdle regime kind of, you know, I guess fell flat, like they were finally reaching their expiration date. I really don't get what it is about Ben Cherington that has really captivated the owner to keep him around. And not only keep him around, but let him handle another trade deadline, let him handle another MLB draft, where he has proven time and time again, with the exception of a pick here and there, one of them being Paul Skenes, and a trade like Bailey Falter for Rodolfo Castro, it's been failure after failure with this guy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.